Now, if anyone were to ask, why did he not mention the spirit? One could respond like this. His debate was with idol worshippers, arguing about the so-called many gods and many lords. That's why he distinguishes the Father as God and the Son as Lord. Since he did not dare to call the Father and the Son both Lord, to avoid confusion of suggesting two lords, nor the Son as God alongside the Father to avoid implying two gods, why then is it surprising that he did not mention the Spirit? His dispute at that time was with the Gentiles. His goal was to communicate that we do not believe in a multitude of gods. Therefore, he frequently emphasizes one, stating, "There is no God but one, and to us there is one God and one Lord." It is clear, then, that he adapts his explanations for the understanding of his audience, and for this reason, he doesn't mention the Spirit. If it's not for this, then he shouldn't mention the Spirit elsewhere, or associate him with the Father and the Son. For if the Spirit is excluded from the Father and Son, he certainly should not be placed on the same level with them in the act of baptism, where the divine nature is most clearly expressed and gifts that only God can give are granted. This is why I think the Spirit is not mentioned in this passage. Now, if you disagree, tell me why the Spirit is invoked along with the Father and Son during baptism. You can't give a reason other than equality of reverence. After all, when there is no need for such caution, he groups them together, saying, "In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with you all." Moreover, in "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of workings, but the same God." Because the conversation here is with the Greeks and new converts from among the Greeks, he approaches with caution. This is how the prophets handle the Son, rarely mentioning him clearly due to the listener's comprehension.